I am very pleased to be joined on the Rivertown Hotline, somebody who I had the pleasure of watching play in high school for four straight years at Swissvale. He's a member of the 4,000-yard rushing club in WPIL history. He was a member of the 1986 National Championship team at Penn State. Just an outstanding career as a Nittany Lion, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the BC Express, Brian Chismar, on the Rivertown Hotline. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, I'm doing great, John.
Good to hear your voice. Absolutely, absolutely. I've been wanting to do this for a while now, and just good timing with the announcement of the series on Tuesday. Just quickly, your thoughts. I know you played in four games, but how do you feel about just even two games with these two teams back on the schedule? How does that make you feel?
Oh, I think it's very exciting. I mean, it was a great rivalry. We look forward to the game every year. It was usually the last game of the year, and it was a wonderful game to be in. I mean, being from Pittsburgh, and you know, there were people from the state, from Pennsylvania and New Jersey, that were both on recruiting trips at both schools. So, I mean, we were very familiar with each other, and it was a fun game.
Now, let's go back to high school. What was the ultimate decision for you? Because I know you were heavily recruited by a lot of schools, and I know Pitt was in that mix. Why did you eventually choose Penn State? What was the main reason?
Coach Fazio had just gotten fired, and it was the first year for Mike Godfrey, and they had just brought him in right in the middle of recruiting, which would have been in December, January period. And I just didn't really know Coach Godfrey. And I really liked the Penn State campus, and I liked Joe Paterno, and that's why I really ended up there.
It ended up being a good first year for you in 1986. You ended up playing in the Fiesta Bowl, and you ended up beating Miami for the national title that year in a game that you guys were heavy underdogs in. And I do want to get into the Pitt Penn State stuff with you here, but let's just go back to that freshman year. And you played a lot of special teams. You got on the field. Take me back to '86 and what that experience was like.
'86 was wonderful. I mean, you come out of a little town of Swissvale, and you go up to State College and Division I program. And first game of my career at Penn State was against Temple. It was the first night game in Penn State history, and you run out through that tunnel, and you got 85,000 people going crazy. So it was something that I'll never forget. And I started on the specialty teams and made the first tackle of the game, and it was just a great experience. And then playing in the national championship game and also playing against Pitt that year was also very special. You know, you grow up and you read about the Pitt Penn State rivalry, but until you actually get down on the field, I mean, it was a great game. I mean, both teams look forward every year to playing against each other. And, you know, actually, my freshman year, I was one of the ones that got thrown out of the game for getting into a fight with Terrell Austin on the sidelines of the Pitt side. And that's when Joe ran across and made a couple statements. So we kept the rivalry going and strong.
Brian Chismar, our guest here on the Rivertown Hotline. Brian, of course, went to Penn State. Played 86 through 89, a member of the 4,000-yard rushing club in WPIL history, talking a little bit about this rivalry. Yeah, so your first taste of that was the 1986 season. That was at State College, kind of a lopsided game. Then in your sophomore year, you came back to Pittsburgh, and you played at Pitt Stadium in a game that was very, very tight. You ended up getting shut out 10-0. Can you talk about coming back home? And, you know, obviously your parents and family come up to see you at Happy Valley. What was that experience like to come back home to Pittsburgh and actually play in that game?
That was great. I mean, we had half of Swissvale there, so it was almost like a home game for me.
Triangle subs all over the place, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that was Ironhead's senior year, so I got the opportunity to tackle him, or at least get in his way. So I mean, it was another very intense game, and we came out on the short end there.
Yeah, and of course, junior year they came up there and played you, and in fact, as I'm looking at this, that's the last time that Pitt went to Penn State and actually won a game. That was your junior year, a 14-7 decision. I know that, you know, that had to be tough. But then your senior year, you come back and you played at Pitt Stadium again in a 16-13 game. Can you talk about that senior year? You were a captain at that point in time.
Yeah, I was a captain at that point in time, and it was once again, it was just a, you know, hard-fought game. Scott Gobb was my roommate. His brother played on Pitt, so, you know, once again, there were, you know, siblings that were playing against each other, not alone friends, and it was just, once again, it was a knockout kind of game. Hard-hitting, very, very exciting. And at least I can say for my 4 years, I came out with bragging rights.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Brian Chismore, our guest here on the Rivertown Hotline, talking a little bit about the Pitt-Penn State rivalry. You know, you played back in the mid-'80s, late-'80s, when they were when it was the Eastern Conference independence. You know, there was no conference affiliation back then. Now it's a lot different. Penn State plays in the Big Ten, and I know they've been there for 18 years, but, you know, you played against Maryland, you played against Temple, you played against Neil O'Donnell. You know, when he was at Maryland, if I'm not mistaken, you know, you got a chance to play against Syracuse, and it's very different now. But can you talk a little bit about that and that experience of, you know, playing the independents back then, fighting for the Lambert Trophy? Obviously, you know, that's what the rivalry was really all about.
Absolutely. I mean, the Lambert Trophy usually came down to the, you know, last game of the year between the two of us. And, you know, the Eastern, or as we at that point, was the Eastern Independent football schedule. I mean, there were some great games. I mean, you had West Virginia. You know, Major Harris and I were recruited the same year. Those were great games. We had great games up there at Syracuse with McPherson and those fellas, and we went up to Boston, and then we also had the Notre Dame connection when Tim Brown was up there. I mean, it was very, very good football, and then we would go off and play Alabama, and we'd play Texas. I mean, it was hard-nosed football. I mean, it was very, very good football. I could tell you this, when we would go play outside of the East, teams would call Coach Paterno and tell him that, hey, they haven't been hit that hard. When an Eastern team came out and played out of the East, you were in for a game. I mean, we just brought the wood.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure Bear Bryant was still coaching. He had just left?
He was gone.
So he was gone.
Bear
okay.
wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
At that time, right. But... I can say this much about Alabama. It was the best police escort you'll ever have. From the time you get off that airplane, you're going about 110 miles an hour. So
I'm sure.
I look forward to playing down in Alabama for the 2 years.
Do you think that these two teams should play every year, Brian?
I don't see why not. I mean, I think it was great for the state. It's obviously great for talk radio and for the newspapers. And I think it was a fun game to play in. I mean, you know a lot of these kids, whether you're from Jersey or you're from Pennsylvania, because that's where the two schools primarily recruit from, and a lot of these kids, you're either their host at each school. So I mean, you do build a little bit of relationship, and you have a little bit of anger one way or the other because they didn't go to your school, and it just feeds into itself. So I'm hoping, you know, after these 2 years, that it continues.
Brian, I really appreciate your time. It's good to catch up with you. I think baseball might have been your calling, though. Don't you think baseball was hit right? No? You made the right choice, didn't you,
for playing football? I can't complain. So.
Nice job. Hey, Brian, real pleasure. I can't thank you enough. I loved watching you play in high school, and I admire what you did at Penn State, and, you know, just continued success for yourself, and I can't thank you enough for giving me a few minutes to talk a little bit about that game.
No problem, John. It's good to be remembered after 25 years.
That's it. Hey, no question about it. Brian, thank you, sir.
Take care.